Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
Been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it, hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success.
We are here with Principal Kitchen. Great man doing some great things. If you don't mind, tell us a little bit about yourself, sir.
Well, my name's Otis Kitchen. I'm the proud principal of Town and Country Elementary School, born and raised in Tampa, Florida. And one thing I can say about me is I really am passionate about education and students being able to believe in themselves and put themselves in position to excel and not let people dictate their path, but students having the vision to create their own vision of success.
Yeah, you know, I love that. And just, you know, being with you, hanging out with you, like I see the atmosphere, I see the climate. And one thing, like we talked about, you know, when you do those kind of things, it's infectious, it's contagious.
Yes, sir.
You know, one thing I also saw that I really loved this morning as we did the morning show, excitement.
Yes, sir.
Talk about having excitement with students.
So I definitely come to work every day. I don't even consider it work as a service. I come and I just have a love and a joy to just let my energy create positive energy for other people. So when I come in the morning, I make sure that I greet everyone, make sure everyone feels valued. Faculty and staff, as soon as they get out of the car, I want them to be able to see me so I can greet them as they come into the building, students, families. And then I love going on the morning show every morning to show my enthusiasm and my joy and to set the stage for learning, because we're in school to learn. It's about teaching and learning in school. And I want to set that tone that any student needs the opportunity to believe in themselves and put them in position to ask questions from their teachers and work together with their classmates with excitement and enthusiasm. Because if we are excited and enthusiastic about what we do, guess what? Positive results always happen.
Yes, sir. You know, we talked about the importance of, you know, having positive people around us that we can see.
Yes, sir.
To help us be successful.
Yes, sir.
Talk about, you know, maybe a couple of those people that you had in your life. And then, you know, tell us, you know, why it's important to make sure that we're that for others.
Well, one person I want to definitely mention is my mother. My mother, she was a lifelong educator, was a principal, assistant principal for 38 years, teacher. So I really got a chance to see the impact that she had on youth and the positive love that she showed to not only her students, but the entire community. So that kind of rubbed off on me. I didn't really know it was happening at the time, but as a result of just watching her, I want to be that person for other people. I want to show people that, guess what? If you are really passionate and if you work extremely hard and if you have that joy and what you do and you know that it's a gift from up above, like I said, positive things will happen and positive things will happen for other people, which is the most important thing.
I'm glad you shared that too. And, you know, I don't know if I would share this with you, you know, but as far as me, I'm a fourth generation educator. And so just as you talked about that too, you know, seeing your mother give service and see the importance, the difference that she made, it was the same for me. It showed me lots. Like, yeah, there's some things that she said and taught me. It's like, boy, no, boy, you're going to do that. Discipline. You know that life.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. But then also, I was just able to watch how she operated, mm-hmm. how she treated people, mm-hmm. how she took care of people. And, you know, and I'll say this as a compliment to you, you know, as we were walking around with on your campus today, just to see you, you know, how you greeted your staff and talked to your staff and was excited. You know, some of those same things I saw my mother were the same things I saw with you.
Oh, wow.
And so I just want to just give you some encouragement on that. But then just kind of hit on, you know, why it's important to give service and take care of your people.
It's important because I truly feel like we're all here on this earth to be a blessing to others. I really feel like the Lord has given us, well, I know the Lord has given all of us gifts, and he's given us these gifts because he wants us to use the gifts that he's given us to be a blessing to other people. And if we have people embracing that, this world is going to be a better place, and the youth, the generation to come, will be in a great place to continue that legacy of instilling love and helping others just like we help them.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, as we close, I'd love for you to get an opportunity to share, you know, with the audience where they can go follow you, check you out, and, you know, see some of the amazing things you have going on.
Well, please definitely, if you have an opportunity, check me out on Twitter at okitchen32. Again, at okitchen32. That's my Twitter handle. I try to definitely put out some things that are going on, not only at our school, but also some things that I'm trying to do in the community. Because again, I want people, when they see me, to know that it's not about me. It's about using the gifts that I was given by the Lord to bless other people.
Awesome. Go get it.